yet. They dug it from start to finish. And they got ditch 82 and Mason. It's just, you know, you might have passed them coming from, you know, a series of bridges.
Yeah, I went over that one.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They have done a lot of digging here.
In the past, they have. They hadn't too much in recent years, you know, mm-hmm. but they had to. This land down here in this part of the country is low, and you can drive up down this levee and tell you higher and lower ground, you know. This levee on down below us down here, getting around Lake Village and down through there and below there, some places you'll run into some of this high sandy ground,
mm-hmm.
and it will, heck, you've hardly got any levee there at all. See, some of the levee you won't have a levee down there 20 foot tall. But the land rises in the fall, you know, and the higher you land, the less backwater you're going to get out over it.
Yeah.
From the river, you know, if a river does get out of its banks. Which it has in recent years, but it didn't last year.
Well, just a little place where it may be filled up with water occasionally, and you know, and then some, it might have trees in it standing in, that'd be a what?
We call it a slough. We always call it slough.
Yeah.
Bogs.
Uh-huh.
Old bogs.
Yeah.
We have, I don't know what, I can't say for sure what caused them, but over here in these Kate Adams and what we call
that was the name of the steamer, wasn't it?
Katie Adams.
At one time
back in the, you know, long in the 20s, I think it was.
Yeah. What's the Kate Adams?
It's a lake.
Oh,
below Arkansas City, about 1 mile.
Yeah. Okay. I saw that. I was down there.
Where y'all was sitting today? I seen y'all sitting down. You and Mr. Emma.
Right. I was taking down
there. I was going down the levee, check the gauge on the river, you know, and see what the river was doing.
Yeah. Is it rising?
It's rising slow.
It's below what it was.
I read the gauge, it was a foot and three quarters below aught.
Aught.
That's, you know, foot so many tenths, you know, that's just.
I see.
It's a foot and then tenths. Aught would be foot, tenths, like that.
We went to the.
Reading.
There was a plant we went up to also, that, what was the name of it, damn? Bungie?
Granary?
Yeah, that's a granary.
Dry, grain elevator.
Yeah.
Sitting right on the river.
Mm-hmm. You worked in granary for a while, didn't you?
I did. I worked for a year at that elevator. And there's also another one about 7 or 8 miles down the levee here. It's Cargo Granary.
South the town? Yeah.
And, that bungie is where we take the bulk of our beans when we, you know, when we sell them. They give you a little better price, and usually these co-ops over here, it's usually about 4 or 5 cents difference in it, you know.
Soybeans,
yeah, and wheat.
Now, I know you raise crops, but do you have a little plot of land you might keep for your own use, might raise stuff for the
garden?
Yeah.
Something like it. We usually do. We pick out a pretty fertile piece of ground, and we'll usually try to get it close to town here.
Uh-huh.
And
raise
garden vegetables. You know, I like to keep a little garden.
Okay, what sort of things can you tell me?
Oh, anywhere from
shoot the shit.
I don't know, tomatoes, carrots, lettuce.
Tomatoes, you got those little tomatoes?
Tommy toes, what we used
to
call them.
Yeah, right.
Little tommy toe tomatoes.
Yeah. Okay, now lettuce, how much of that would you usually raise?
I don't know, anywhere. You know, lettuce is usually